There's a story in my book about something important that happened to him at this hospital. I remember when he told me this story, I had been following him around on his travels for about a month. It was the first long trip I took with him. We had been to Haiti and South Carolina, and then back to Haiti, and then to Cuba, then to Paris, then to Moscow. And all along the way, I had been bugging him with the question of why he did what he did, asking him to tell me stories that might begin to explain how he'd come to choose this life of his. And finally, on the plane back to Boston, he told me this story. Near the end of telling it, he started to cry. The memory, which was 20 years old by then, still had that kind of power for him. So here's what he told me. At this hospital in Haiti where he was volunteering, there was an American doctor who'd been working there for about a year and now was about to go home. A good doctor, a very nice man who had served his patients well and seemed to be quite fond of the Haitians. Paul asked him if he wouldn't find it hard to leave, and the American doctor said, no, not at all. He couldn't wait to get back to the United States. I'm an American, and I'm going home, he said. Paul thought about this the rest of that day. What does that mean? I'm an American. How do people classify themselves? And then that night, a young Haitian woman arrived at the hospital. She was pregnant and in the throes of falciparum malaria, which is the often deadly kind of malaria. The only hope was to get her a blood transfusion, but there was no blood stored at this hospital and no blood banking equipment there. So it was decided that the woman's sister, who had brought her to the hospital, would travel to the capital and get some blood. But the next problem was that both the patient and her sister were, like the vast majority of Haitians, very, very poor, and they didn't have any money. And Paul didn't have any money either, but he ran around the hospital asking for donations, and he rounded up about $15, and the sister set off, but soon returned because it turned out that $15 wasn't enough both to buy the blood and pay for transportation. So there really was nothing for her to do but to stand there and watch her sister die. And she did this. She said a number of things. She said, as Paul remembered, this is terrible. You can't even get a blood transfusion if you're poor. And several times she cried out, weeping, Tout moun, c'est moun, which is Haitian Creole for we're all human beings. It was at this point in this telling the story that Paul started to cry himself on the airplane. And when he recovered, he reminded me that all that day he had been asking himself who he was, who he should try to become. Was it enough to say that he was an American? Was that really his identity? And it seemed to him, he was all of 22 years old, that the sister had answered his question. No, it wasn't enough merely to say that he was an American, because tout moun, c'est moun, we're all human beings. He wrote letters home to former professors and their assistants, to his new girlfriend, to his new girlfriend's parents, to practically everyone he could think of, asking for donations so the hospital could have its own blood transfusion equipment. And he succeeded. He raised the money, the hospital bought the gear, but then he made another discovery. He already knew that this hospital, like every other hospital in Haiti, charged patients for their care, even for the gloves that a doctor would use in examining them. And he also knew that vast majority of Haitians were so poor that they couldn't readily afford even to pay even for a pair of disposable latex gloves. And now he discovered that this hospital planned to charge patients for the use of the equipment that he had raised the money to buy. He was disappointed and disgusted and angry, but he was also ready to turn those feelings into something useful. Years later, he'd remember thinking that this hospital was going to continue excluding the poor by charging fees, and he would remember telling himself, I'm going to build my own blankety-blank hospital, and there'll be none of that there, thank you.